This goes to Deborah Altman, AULTMANPAC. Fax is 810-275-0307. Regarding Patrick, middle initial J, Gallinger. It's Gallinger. Date of birth 3/24/1957. Dear Ms. Altman, this is a consultation for Mr. Gallinger with elevated creatinine levels since April of 2021. The patient is accompanied by his wife today. He's feeling well. He's having no symptoms currently. He does have chronic shortness of breath due to COPD, and he is attending pulmonary rehab with good results currently. No recent chest pain or shortness of breath. He has been having episodes of dizziness, and he's seen a local neurologist and is having a workup for the dizziness also. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no edema or claudication symptoms, no neuropathy, no burning pain, no weakness in the extremities, no excessive joint pains. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, COPD, hypothyroidism, schizophrenia, obstructive sleep apnea, a possible previous history of sarcoidosis of the lung, but there was no biopsy and there was no firm diagnosis of this condition, history of TIA, hyponatremia, which is chronic, and recent dizziness. Past surgical history, he's had colonoscopies. He had a left knee aspiration of a fluid collection and right foot tendon surgery. Social history, the patient is an ex-smoker. He quit many years ago. He rarely consumes alcohol and denies illicit drug use. He is married, lives with his wife, and he is retired. Family history is positive for cerebrovascular accident, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, myocardial infarction, cancer, and emphysema. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to bee stings, but no medications. Current medications are aspirin, 81 milligram daily, Lipitor, 10 milligram daily, lisinopril with hydrochlorothiazide 20/12.5, one daily. Flonase nasal spray, two sprays to each nostril once daily. Wellbutrin XL, 300 milligram daily. ProAir inhaler, two inhalations every 4 hours as needed for wheezing. Vitamin D2, 50,000 units once weekly. DuoNeb, he uses that as needed every 6 hours per nebulizer. Pepcid, 40 milligram daily. Plavix, 75 milligram daily. Haldol, 10 milligram twice a day. Benztropine, Benztropine, 0.5 milligram twice a day. Trelegy Ellipta, 200/62.5/25 microgram, one inhalation once daily. Synthroid is 137 microgram one day, alternating with 150 microgram the next day. Aricept, 5 milligram daily, and he's using no oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, weight 240 pounds, height is 70 inches, pulse 66, and blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff, is 110 over 60. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear with cobblestoning and clear drainage. Neck is supple, no carotid bruise, no jugular venous distension, Lungs are diminished with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, no rails or wheezes. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, soft, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, no pulsatile areas. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema. Sensation and motion are intact in the lower extremities. And labs, most recent lab studies were done November 29th of 2022. Creatinine was elevated at 1.68. Estimated GFR is 45. His sodium was 133, potassium 4.7, carbon dioxide 31, calcium is 9.2, glucose was 96. And August 24th, 2022, his sodium is 130, potassium 4.7, carbon dioxide is 27. Thyroid studies are within normal range. 10/18/2021, creatinine 1.33 with estimated GFR 56. Sodium is 130. His hemoglobin is 14.3 with normal white count, normal platelets. Urinalysis negative for blood, negative for protein. And 4/8/2021, creatinine 1.32 with estimated GFR of 57. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to prolonged hypertension, although that is very well controlled at this point. 2, chronic mild hyponatremia. That's responded well to his limiting his fluid intake, which he's done within the last year. He was drinking excessive Diet Coke, and when he cut back on Diet Coke intake, the sodium improved. It was in 126, and it improved to 130 after that. And hypertension, actually well controlled on current regime. We would like to have the patient have lab studies done now, this month again, this week hopefully, and then every 3 months thereafter. We also will ask him, we will schedule him for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan at Mount Pleasant Health Park. He should avoid the use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Tylenol is okay if he needs it. And he'll have a recheck visit with this practice in 3 to 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.